My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Lyman, did I miss on David Bell? I want to share with you, Oh, I want to share with you an opinion.
We all miss. You missed that one.
From May 12th. Well, hold on. The jury's still out. I want to share with you an opinion from May 12th, where I had said, 2022, where I had said, I can't shake the feeling. I think David Bell is going to be a great wide receiver for the Browns and a fan favorite. And then I said, when I say great, I mean Pro Bowls. And I wrote Market to Hunkura, who's a listener and tweets at us quite often. Lyman, did I miss on David Bell?
Yes.
Guess what? He missed it.
Is it officially over with David Bell with my dreams? Or can I continue to live that dream?
Well, Daryl made it sound like he could be coming back. But do I think he is going to find his way into the rotation again?
No.
And you know, look, he couldn't hit
No.
The injury derailed things to start out the career. That happens sometimes, but he was not able to overcome it. And so it's unfortunate. You know, receivers in the third round, when you're taking receivers, more of a crapshoot the later you get, obviously.
Okay.
But the Browns have wanted to take those third-round chances. We'll see Tillman, right? Tillman is somebody we're excited
Cedric
about.
Cedric Tillman.
But they've
had
obviously
a good preseason.
Yeah, they've obviously missed before. And I think the bigger point is that this is why they had to go out and get Elijah Moore. This is why they had to go out and get Jerry Jeudy, because they have not been able in the draft to find those diamonds in the rough.
Okay. It's not hard to admit you're wrong, guys. I don't understand. Pony deletes old tweets. Did you see that?
No, come
on. Oh, yeah, he'll delete them. Go, why are you afraid to admit you're wrong? Just admit you're wrong. If I was wrong, I was wrong. I was wrong on him. I have to admit I've had a blind spot in the past for wide receivers.
I deleted one pretty substantial tweet in the history of my tweets.
What'd you delete?
And then it came back to, well, maybe I shouldn't have deleted it. I'm not sure. There was at one point, I think it was, oh, it was right after the draft.
It was who you were voting for.
Right after the draft.
I didn't know.
When they took Baker Mayfield and Denzel Ward.
What'd you say?
I said we went 1-31. The Browns went 1-31 and tanked it out.
I remember
for Baker Mayfield and Denzel Ward.
I remember this.
Both of them in the early stages looked unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I went, let me go find it. You know what?
Can't
I just don't
want to.
I just don't. Now on the air, I admitted. On the air, I admitted. I'm like, yeah, I was wrong. Baker's really good. I did not think he was going to be good. This was, you know, back in 2020 and everything. Really, right when he came on and burst on the scenes, I was like, oh, might have been wrong on this one. But on Twitter, I just didn't want. People were starting to dig it up, and it got really annoying, and I was very thin-skinned about it. So I deleted it, and now all these years later, kind of half right, half not right, but then depending on the game, Baker sometimes looks good, sometimes looks not. So I don't know. I don't know if that was one I should have deleted or not, and whether I've even been vindicated. I don't know.
Well, you wait long enough.
Looks amazing.
You wait long enough, you'll be wrong. Or if you wait long enough, you might be right, depending on which side you take. I mean, Baker Mayfield, he wasn't worth tanking it out for, but he's a fine quarterback.
Yeah, and I think that was my
Denzel's bigger picture. Denzel's a very good cornerback.
Denzel's incredible. In fact, in many ways, I think he's underrated. Like, I just heard somebody the other day talking about their top five cornerbacks in the league. They got down to, like, 10, and they hadn't mentioned Denzel Ward yet. And I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. Denzel's one of the greatest in the game. And there's a reason why the Browns secondary, and I think this is going to be a huge storyline this week, how the Browns secondary does against Dallas. Because yep. There is no doubt what the Cowboys want to do. I mean, they're not going to pound the rock with their aging running backs. I just don't think that's a formula for success. So they're going to have Dak throw a lot in this game, and Dak has been successful in regular season games. Like, it is hard to believe with the criticism that Dak gets, but he was second in MVP voting last year. I know it was a down year, and they end up giving it to Lamar by default. He had a good year, but did he have an MVP year? He was way better a few years ago when he had won it.
I think you're right about that. But again, I think we kind of take turns on these sort of things. Nathan Zagura, he's going to join us at 9 o'clock. So Daryl said 10-7, sixth seed. Where's the bar at for Browns fans now? Because there have been, either people have been quiet or they've been tough talking the Browns. And I think to some degree, you know, I've been kind of tough talking. You've been trying to get me out of it going, hey, you know, are you really going to say this on Monday if they do this, that, and the other? I'm like, man, we're going on a lot of things on if things don't go well. When we were playing the music and getting everybody fired up with Michael Stanley right at 6 a.m. this morning. And we might do it with Nathan coming up at 9. We'll see. Coming in hot, 9:40. Sharps and Vermillion, 9:40. You don't want to go anywhere. But Daryl said 10-7, wild card, sixth seed. Good enough for Browns fans? Or is it like, well, let's see how far they take it. Where is the bar set for a quote-unquote successful season?
Regular season. Successful regular season.
I don't even think regular season. I want overall. We don't embark on just regular season. This is the entire journey.
Well, wait a second.
Where do you as a Browns fan set the bar for a successful year for this football
team?
When
I heard Daryl say that, I think most fans would be disappointed by 10-7.
Exactly.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Six seed.
Exactly.
But if you add to it and say, but they went to the AFC Championship game, well, now it's a successful season. Like, that's different because now you've won a couple playoff games to get there.
And I didn't.
And that changes everything. If Deshaun Watson's winning playoff games and they get to the AFC Championship game, now you go into next year going Super Bowl.
I don't care.
So, yes, I think fans would be pumped about that.
I don't think fans care. No. Okay, AFC Championship, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you set the bar at the AFC Championship game for a successful season?
Yeah, I think that's kind of where it is.
All right.
For me.
216-474-0092, because as much as I'm talking tough, I said playoffs is a successful
now,
season.
Now, again, I will say 10-7, and they're going on the road in round one, I'll be very disappointed. Like, I will say that this team is probably not going anywhere. But then I'll eat those words if they go and win the next two playoff games and go on the road, and then the next thing you know, they're playing maybe the Chiefs or the Ravens in the AFC Championship game. Now it's a different story.
Okay. Where's your bar set? Mine's just playoffs. That's where my bar is. You get through this schedule. It's not the world's worst schedule. You get through this schedule, you get to the playoffs. I mean, there's always a depending on how you lose.
And one, by the way, one graphic I saw this week was that the Browns had the toughest schedule in the NFL.
Okay. I didn't know. I mean, it's a tougher schedule than what they have.
I know there's different metrics. You can't just go by last year.
Or are they just going by, because I think it's weird. I'm getting a lot of people just assuming they're going to beat the Dolphins at home in December.
Yeah. I think I'm one of those people.
I think I might be as well. I'm just saying, but if you go by, okay, the Dolphins are a good offense, they're a good football team, the Dolphins are on the schedule, but you're like, well, they're playing in Cleveland in December. And Miami, historically, whether it be through Shula or whether it be through Mike McDonald now, it's just, or Mike McDaniel now, it's they're struggling in December.
All right, if you go by strength of schedule based on Vegas forecasted win totals at Sharp Football Analytics, they have the fourth toughest schedule.
Still
in
a tough
NFL.
Schedule. Still a tough schedule. Warren Sharp has a really nice mustache. Making the playoffs to me is the bar. Because to me, I can look at it and say, your quarterback played well enough to get you to the playoffs. It's a tough schedule. It's a tough conference. Your quarterback played well enough to get you to the playoffs, and then I can make an argument that I trust him to play quarterback for my team while we start to change out some of the roster. If you can't make the playoffs, then I have a hole in my stomach that turns into a sinkhole after time because I'm so nervous about what's going to happen in the future. So that's why I set my bar. If they get to the playoffs and they lose, like I will be dramatically disappointed, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. If I have my quarterback get us to the playoffs. And it's not seeing the entire picture with you. If you're saying AFC Championship game is the standard, you got the Bills in there, which I don't think are going to be as good as they were last year. The Chiefs obviously goes without saying. The Ravens go without saying in a lot of ways. Bengals, some fashion, I know about their defense, their secondary. I know they got Von Bill back, but I mean, Dax Hill, they can never find a position for the guy. They haven't drafted as well as some people think they have. Their pass rush isn't as good as what some people think they are. I can go on and on and on and on and on if I want to. But going on the Browns, getting to the playoffs, that is my standard. And maybe that's a standard that's too low for folks. 216-474-0092. Nick, in a car, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Cowboy Friday.
Same to you, Nick. Thank you.
I guess my question is, in New York, are they saying, well, we have to be patient because Aaron Rodgers didn't play football all last year. In Cincinnati, are they saying, well, we have to be patient because Joe Burrow got injured in November and hasn't played competitive football since. Maybe they are. I don't know. But, like, how many weeks are we going to have to hear that crap? I just being honest, because I'm not going to be patient with it. I'm sorry. Like, it's a 17-game season, and last night's loss by the Ravens could be the reason they don't get home field advantage in the AFC. Like, one game is enough to determine your potential fate in the season when it's only a 17-game season.
This
when you
is
talk
why.
About expectations, Ken,
yeah,
like our expectations have to be higher. Our demands have to be more. Like, getting to the playoffs, this is one of the most talented rosters in the NFL. They better get to the playoffs. You've got a two-time coach of the year. You better get to the playoffs.
Well, I think it's going to be difficult. I do think it's going to be difficult. However, this is why I say this is why I'm kind of talking tough here, Nick, and thank you for the call. Would it not be an insult to a guy like Nick if I come on Monday and make a bunch of excuses for Deshaun Watson's play if he weren't to play well? If he plays really well, if that offense clicks, guys, I might be talking Super Bowl on Monday. You're going to have to pull me back.
Well, right. But I guess what I'm getting at, the larger theme at play here is what makes sense. Like, we can have ridiculous expectations. The 3-13 Browns team, you could say, I think we're going to the playoffs this year, and then be really fighting mad when they don't. I'm just saying there are a lot of reasons why the offense will probably not look great this week. Are we going to be honest on Monday, or are we just going to say that they should be a finished product? Because that they're not going to be. Like, why would they be?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.